Hello everyone, this is Teacher Newton, and here is another edition of Improve Your English, Melhore Seu Inglês podcast. Hello everyone, in our Improve Your English podcast of today, we are going to study stopping and starting collocations. Just remember, collocations are series of words or ways that we say things in English. So it's a sequence of words that are more used and more common in English. These are collocations. And today we're going to see stopping and starting collocations. Collocations that we use when we want to say that something is being stopped and something is starting. So the first one, stopping collocations, we're going to see is, for example, the accident was brought traffic to a halt for several hours. The accident brought traffic to a halt for several hours. So in this case, we use the collocation brought to a halt. Brought to a halt, we use this for transport, for trains, etc. So the train was brought to a halt because of a problem on the engine. Another one, called a halt to. Called a halt to, which means prevent something from continuing. For example, a military action, protests, etc. So, for example, the union called a halt to the strike after 21 days. The union called a halt to the strike after 21 days. We use this in this kind of contest, in protest, in military action. Okay, so the army called a halt to the attack. Another collocation about stopping is brought to a close. Brought to a close means it's often used, right? It means to stop something, and it's often used about discussions. For example, the chair brought the meeting to a close at 5 p.m. The chair brought the meeting to a close at 5 p.m. So another one is put a stop to. Put a stop to is also stopping and is used about unpopular activities or habits. For example, crime, antisocial activities. So the new teacher soon put a stop to bad behavior in the class. The new teacher soon put a stop to bad behavior in the class. So we put a stop to something. So if something is unpopular or a habit, oh, I need to put a stop to my habit of smoking. Another one, terminated his contract. This is business English. Terminated his contract. You can also say terminate a pregnancy. Terminate a pregnancy. So you want to finish a contract, we say terminated a contract. So for example, they terminated his contract since he failed to meet his sales targets. They terminated his contract since he failed to meet his sales targets. The government may abandon their policy on ID cards. Abandon their policy. Also, abandon an attempt to do something. So we can say abandon their policy, abandon an attempt, to say that we're going to stop something. So, the government may abandon their policy on ID cards. Another collocation, call it off the search. Call it off the search means cancel. You can also say call off a match. For example, oh, Cruzeiro called off a match because of problems in, it was raining too much in Mineirão. Also, call off a match or other sports event. For example, the police called off the search as darkness fell. The police called off the search as darkness fell. Another one, closed off the street. Closed off the street when you block the entrance to stop people from entering a street. So the police have closed off the street while repairs are being carried out there. The police have closed off the street while repairs are being carried out there. Another one, a lull in the conversation. A lull in the conversation. A lull means a pause. Also, you can say a lull in fighting is a pause. A lull means pause. Lull. Lull, L-U-L-L, if you don't know how to write it. So, a lull in the fighting is a pause in the military conflict, and a lull in the conversation is a pause in the military conversation. So, wait until there is a lull in the conversation, then we can leave. Wait until there is a lull in the conversation, then we can leave. Now let's see starting. As dawn broke, we set off up the mountain as the sun first appeared. So when you say dawn broke means the sun first appeared in the sky. So as dawn broke, we set off up the mountain. As dawn broke, we set off up the mountain. Jasmine suddenly broke into a song. Jasmine suddenly broke into a song. Broke into a song means started singing. Jasmine suddenly started singing. William broke into a run when he saw the bus leaving. William broke into a run when he saw the bus leaving. Broke into a run means started running. He started running. The rain set in for the day. Set in, the rain set in for the day. This means the rain started and seemed like to continue. The rain set in for the day. Another one. The smoke set off the fire alarm. So in this case here is set off. Set off means started. Set off the fire alarm. Customs have instigated measures. Instigated measures to deal with illegal immigration. Customs have instigated measures to deal with illegal immigration. Instigated measures means introduced measures or started measures. The chairperson made some opening remarks. Others then entered into the discussion. So the chairperson made some opening remarks. Others then entered into the discussion. So opening remarks, when we start, when you say something initially in a conversation, in a meeting, and entered into the discussion when you join in a discussion. Now let's see some collocations of starting and stopping in new headlines. For example, these are headlines from magazines and newspapers. Violence sparks fears of further unrest. Violence sparks fears of further unrest. Peace process talks collapse. Peace process talks collapse. Stadium finally nears completion. Stadium finally nears completion. Star dispel rumors of divorce. Star dispel rumors of divorce. So, sparks fears means you make people worry about something. Talks collapse means you come to a unsuccessful conclusion. The peace process talks collapse. Stadium finally nears completion. Nears completion means it's almost finished. Star dispels rumors of divorce. Dispel rumors means makes a statement to end the rumors. Singer clears up confusion about lyrics. Clears up confusion means ends confusion. And number six, minister allays fears of tax increase. Allays fears means stops people worrying about. Army quells unrest on the border. Army quells unrest on the border. Quells unrest means stops disturbances. New Republic breaks diplomatic relations with neighbors. You break a diplomatic relation means you don't talk to the other country anymore. So it's another collocation. And that's it for today, people. So today we learned collocations of stopping and starting. And this was the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast of this week. Please follow us on Instagram, Melhore Seu Inglês, and visit our YouTube channel, Melhore Seu Inglês, which has more than 900 English video classes. For anyone interested in Skype classes focused on conversation, please contact me, Teacher Newton, or Teacher Erica. Keep studying English and see you on the next episode of Improve Your English podcast.